Yeah, here in Donegal, hoteliers and restaurants right throughout Donegal are very, very disappointed, very concerned. You know, we had hoped that there'd be some movement on the VAT rate to take it back down to a more realistic rate. It didn't happen. The Minister in his address spoke about the fantastic bumper tourism season that it was. We've been saying that might be the case in Dublin, but certainly not in rural Ireland and certainly not here in Donegal. You know, so the Minister certainly wasn't speaking about the tourism product we have here in Donegal.
Now, as part of announcements yesterday, a €40 million fund was announced to help the tourism sector and border regions for this potential Brexit impact. I suppose maybe from your point of view, you're looking for maybe more clarity as to where that's going to go.
Yeah, well, that fund is specifically if there's a no-deal Brexit. As you know, here in Donegal, Brexit happened, you know, back after the referendum. You know, prior to the referendum, sterling was at 144. Straight away after that, the sterling dropped to about 110 or 112. That made Donegal 25% more expensive than our biggest competitor in Northern Ireland. You know, so making contingency plans is no good. It's too late. You know, we need action now. I suppose the only positive that came out of it was the junior minister for tourism last night announced that there'd be funding for advertising. So hopefully they might put that money into marketing the White Atlantic Way, which is very important to us here in Donegal.
But all the while on the ground, yourself and other people in the sector are continuing to struggle, continuing to battle to get custom effectively.
Absolutely. And I suppose just in the short term, you know, we as hotels here in Donegal, you know, realistically, we'll have to reassess the capital work that we were going to do over the winter and maybe put that back by a year. You know, so that's going to affect jobs. But unfortunately, this government doesn't seem to care about rural Ireland and certainly doesn't seem to concern about tourism.